Well, Matthew chapter 15, we're sure glad you're here tonight. And you pray for us, the Lord help us. I'm looking in Matthew chapter 15. Find that place and you're able to, let's stand together. We'll give reverence to the reading of God's word. Matthew chapter 15, you pray for us tonight, the Lord help us. And one of my favorite stories in all the Bible. And I hope the Lord will help us to glean some things from it tonight that'll help us in life. Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, beginning in verse 21, Matthew 15, verse 21, it said, "Then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away. She crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. He said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And the Bible said, Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Turn with me to Mark's Gospel, chapter 7. Mark's Gospel, chapter 7. And we're going to read just a little bit of the same story in the account that Mark wrote it. And so there's a few little things here that Mark says that I want to call your attention to, and we'll try to preach the message the Lord's laid to our heart. Bible said in Mark 7, verse 24, "And from thence he arose, and he went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered into a house, would have no man know it." I like that next part, said, "But he could not be hid." How are you going to hide somebody as big as Christ? Amen. Said, "For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, noticed this, said, heard of him, came and fell at his feet." Bible says the woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you tonight. And God, I sure thank you for letting us one more time come to the house of God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that as has already been said, I'm sure glad for the truth that we find in the blessed word of an almighty God. I'm glad, Father God, that we're not holding on by a thread. Lord, we're not throwing up a wing in a prayer. But God, what we believe is anchored solely in the infallible, inerrant word of an almighty God. Lord, I'm thankful, God, that you've encouraged our heart. You said, whatsoever things are written aforetime, they're written for our example. And God, I'm sure glad tonight, God, that I don't have to go to the world to find hope. I'm glad I can open up my Bible, and I'm glad I ain't got to read very far until, Lord, the sweet Holy Ghost comes by and gets to reminding me of what you've done for somebody else. And God, I'm sure glad anything you've done for them, God, you can do it for me. I thank you tonight. I pray you'd help us to preach and not to say nothing dumb nor foolish nor out of the way. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Christ's name, for his sake, I pray. Amen and amen. You may see it. I got to thinking about this story, and y'all know there's not many passages better in your Bible than John chapter 4. I think everybody in here has ever been a sinner. I mean, you get to John chapter 4, and when it says he must needs had to go through Samaria. I mean, there's something about, thank God, there's a God in heaven, and then come right down to where you was. But brother, listen, I want you to hear me tonight. Brother Kim, I got to thinking about this, and what you find in John 4 is Jesus is still going on his way. I mean, the end result's the same. He's heading in the right direction. Thank God. Now, he could have went two different ways, but he's still going the same way. What I'm trying to say is this: that whale that was on his way. But when you come to this passage of Scripture, you need to understand this was not on his way. And thank God Tyre and Sidon. And the way you'd look at it like this, if Tyre and Sidon's up here and Galilee's down here, and the God in heaven went way out of his way, had to get to where this lady was. Oh yes, thank God. I'm glad, friend, there was a day that the Lord went out of his way, had to come down to where I was. Amen. Thank God. Boy, I'm glad I can feel the hope and the help of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I'm glad there was a day, friend, and when God left all he was and came down to where we was. And I like what this said. I got to thinking, listen, I don't know. Hey, you just pray for me tonight. But what I want you to understand is in this whole story, it seems awful discouraging. But could I tell you this, friend? This is the only time I find in the Bible that he goes to Tyre and Sidon. This lady had one shot to get it right. There wasn't going to be no two trips. God didn't pass by Tyre and Sidon all the time, but he passed by there once. Amen. And could I say this to you tonight? That's one more time than they deserved. Amen. If he comes by your way one time, that's more than you deserve. Amen. But oh, thank God for all the time. And he's come by to where we was. I want you to notice what this is. It's a real simple thought. I'm not going to say nothing profound tonight, but I'm going to brag on Jesus if I can. I want you to watch what he said, what this lady says in verse 25. And the Bible records it like this. It said, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Amen. Lord, help me. I got to thinking about things. She didn't even want the problem. Amen. Ain't that something, thank God? She didn't even want the problem. It's her daughter that's got a problem. But what about a God who cares so much about us that he cares how somebody else's problem affects us? Amen. And now look at me, friend. If you think when you sin, it don't affect nobody but you, you need to read this text right here and find out that there was a woman full of a devil and it affected her parents. Amen. As a woman full of a devil and it affected folks around her. You get full of sin and the devil, it'll affect everybody around you. Amen. And thank God she got to this place and she said, Lord, I've caught a daughter. And then she comes on down there and she says, Lord, I pray that you just help me. If God help me tonight, I'd like to preach on this thought, on some things you're going to have to get over before you get help. Amen. Have some things you're going to have to get over before you get help. I want you to notice first thing here you find is if you're ever going to get help with God, you're going to have to overcome disbelief. Amen. And the Bible's real plain. I want you to listen to me. And the Bible's real plain. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. And for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It'll do you no good, thank God. And look at me, friend. It'll do you no good. And you'll not never get no help until, thank God, you've got faith. And God will help you. Amen. Oh, hear me today. I got to thinking about this lady. You understand she's not a Jew. Everybody look up here at me. She's not a Jew. And she ain't got all the promises of God. I got to thinking about this. She's in a dark place. Surrounded a bunch of heathens. Amen. A bunch of Baal worshipers, John. Amen. Everywhere she looks, ain't somebody bragging on Christ. But oh, there's a time he showed up. And this is what I found out. Everybody look at me now. When the Lord showed up, he didn't show up at a deer stand. Amen. Thank God. He didn't show up in a turkey blind. Thank God when he showed up in the house. Amen. That's not changed too much, thank God. And when he showed up in the house, folks got to bragging on it, and he couldn't be hid in it. Amen. I'm afraid in the average Baptist church, Christ could be hid and nobody ever know it. Amen. I mean, look here, friend. Thank God we've done, the Lord's done so much for us. I mean, we ought to have a 5-day meeting and just everybody bragging on what God's done for us. Amen. Thank God. But instead we come, and you know we sit proper, thank God, and with dry eyes and empty hearts, and we've forgotten how good God's been to us. But I'm glad when he showed up in this house, and somebody went out and they said, hey! They said the Lord was in the house. Amen. And the Bible said that he couldn't be hid. I want you to listen to me, friend. And she didn't have the promises of Abraham.
Isaac and Jacob. And Brother Matt, I got to thinking, how in the world did she know how to go to him? Amen. You know what your Bible finds? Turn with me over one page. In Matthew chapter 16, I want you to read this. And you hang with me and you'll see where we're going. But in Matthew chapter 16, the Lord asked the question in verse 13. He said, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, who do men say that I am the Son of Man am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist. And then watch this next thing. It said, some Elias. And he is Elijah. Amen. And now look here, friend. I want you to look at me. Hey, you know what happens in this lady's life in Tyre and Sidon? Here's what you can find. These two miracles done in the Bible in Tyre and Sidon. One in the New Testament and one in the Old Testament. And the first one that was done was 900 years before this one. It reads in 1 Kings 17 that there was a time that the Lord said, get thee down to Zarephath. You know where Zarephath's at? It's inside of him. And the Lord gets down to Elijah. He goes down unto Zarephath, and there's a woman, and she's got a boy, and she's got a couple of sticks, and they're about to die. Amen. And the Lord said, I said, Elijah, go down there and said, make me just a little meal first, a little cake. And she said, oh, she said, just a handful and a cruse of oil. Amen. He said, just make it for me first, thank God. You understand how the story goes. Thank God that's what she does. And every time they reach in the barrel, thank God there's more there. But then you find just a little while later, and her boy dies. Amen. And got a widow woman, and her son's in trouble. And Elijah shows up, and he calls on the God of all glory. And thank God, and God reaches down, and he raises that boy from the dead. And here we are 900 years later. And now she's got a daughter that's got a devil. And you know what I think the only light she's got to hold on to is? Is that 900 years earlier, there was a man named Elijah. Amen. And when somebody came up, they said, you got to get down to the house and see that fellow that's in the house. And she said, who is it? And somebody said, well, I'll tell you who he looks like. He looks like Elijah. Amen. And no doubt that sparked in her heart and said, if the God of Elijah has done come by our way one more time, and surely God can help us. Amen. Hey, you know why we think God can help prodigals? I've got Luke 15 in my Bible. You know why I believe God can save sinners? I've got Luke 23 in my Bible. You know why I believe God can help marriages? I got the whole book of Hosea in my Bible. Amen. What I'm holding on to is not what Grandma and Grandpa said. What I'm holding on to is what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. You get in that place, if you'll ever get help, you're going to have to overcome disbelief. Amen. Ain't that something? Now look here. I want y'all to understand this. This is the only person that the Lord touches here. You know, the Lord went all that way. Ain't it something that God go out of his way? Just to get to one person, amen. First thing you're going to have to overcome is disbelief. Second thing you're going to have to overcome is disappointments, amen. If you're ever going to get help anywhere, this lady shows up, and I got to thinking, she's not even who needs help. Her daughter's who needs help. No doubt she said, hey, I've heard of a man down there. Why don't you go to the house of God with me? If it went anything like door knocking, it goes like this. I'll be there Sunday, amen. And then Sunday shows up and comes, and thank God you don't see him. And everybody gets their hopes up, and then they don't come in. And you can just watch folks sometimes and just get a little disappointed. But you got to remind yourself of this. There's a war going on in their souls. Amen. And so you know what our responsibility is? And just keep praying and taking them to God. Amen. And just keep saying, Lord, help me. And Lord, help me. We need you to come down. And we need you to touch us. We need you to help us. I'm saying this to you simply, friend. And you're going to have to get over being disappointed. I don't know if she was unwilling. I don't know if she's unable. I don't know if she's uninterested. All I can tell you, she didn't come. Amen. But that did not stop this lady from getting to God anyway. Amen. Don't you think if we really get a hold of God, God can reach where they're at? Y'all think he can or not? Amen. Somebody read, behold, his hand's not shortened today. Amen, Brother Joshua. Thank God. I'm telling you, God's hand's not short. Hey, so many folks, you're ever going to get help, you're going to have to overcome your disappointment. I want you to watch this in verse number 23. After she cried out, said, have mercy on me. Verse 23, we're going to have to overcome distractions. Bible says it like this, he answered her not a word. Oh, listen, what about whenever you come into God and you're pouring out your heart? Now look at me here, friend. You're pouring out your heart to God, really trying to get a hold of God, and you don't hear nothing from heaven, amen. How many of you say, Lord, my heart's being broke? And the Bible says this about her. And said, she said, Lord, have mercy on me. But thank God the Lord either acted. I mean, didn't say nothing to her. And from her point of view, no doubt, he wasn't listening. He wasn't speaking. And he wasn't moving, amen. He wasn't doing nothing that she thought he would. It looks like to me, if you got a hold of God, he'd do one of those three things, amen. But instead, he just let her worship. Ain't that something? He just let her pour out her calls. I didn't say nothing about it. I didn't speak to her. He didn't lay his hands on her. I'm talking about, friend, he didn't do nothing that he'd done everywhere before. And you say, preacher, that seems cruel. And don't you forget that the only reason he came to this place was so she could get a hold of him. And why in the world then would the Lord not answer her a word? Listen, friend. And sometimes we got to find out just who's real serious about trying to get a hold of God. Amen. And now listen, everybody wants to get a hold of God till they came, amen. And say, oh, I need God. And then 15 minutes into a silent prayer, and they've done throw their hands up and quit, amen. And look here, everybody wants to get a hold of God until God's no longer talking. But I'm saying this to you, friend. And if we're really going to get help, it ought not matter what he says, our responsibility is to keep asking, amen. Just keep asking. You ever going to get help from God? You say, Lord, I've been trying, I've been praying, and I ain't heard from heaven. Y'all like that, don't you? Listen, look at me. That's preaching right where we live. You say, man, I'm getting serious with God. How serious? You getting fast and serious yet? Nobody got behind that too much. Nobody's much that serious anymore. We'll say, I don't know what else the Lord wants me to do. And then you say, this kind comes only by prayer and fasting. Say, have you done any fasting? And I said, man, I ain't done no fasting in a mighty long time. I'm going to tell you this, friend. If we're ever going to get a hold of God, we're going to have to get over this. I'm not distracted by noises. I'm distracted when God starts getting silent. You start going to pray, you ain't hearing nothing. Feeling nothing, and God don't seem to be saying nothing. Let me ask you this. Was the Lord about to do something? Everybody don't die on me right there. Was he about to help this lady or not? Did he know what he is about to do or not? Is this the whole reason he came here or not? Is that right? Praise the Lord. Is that right? So here he is in this place, and everything's gone silent on her. She's just about to give up. Thank God. I'm glad she didn't give up. One of my favorite stories in the Bible. Right here. Got to overcome distractions. I'm going to say this. You're going to have to overcome discouragement. You know what I find about, look here, watch this. Don't nobody get nervous. Must have been an independent Baptist in this house. Here's how I know that. Watch what the Bible says there in verse number 23. After the Lord didn't answer a word, all them disciples, you know, Peter, James, and John, all the beloved brethren, they said, send her away. She's crying after us. Hey, boy, don't that sound real spiritual, amen? They said, look here, this lady's getting on our nerves, amen. We didn't come over here for her. Don't want to be seen with her. You know what just as I studied, why didn't they try to cast out the devil, amen? They'd done it before God had gave them power. They didn't even try to help her. They could have prayed for her, could have interceded for her, but for them, it was far too important for them just to say, won't this lady just go on and leave us alone? We don't want her kind here. We don't want her problems here. Just go on away. Boy, Baptists love that kind of preaching. They love it because that's where they're at. We only, look here, don't we get to a point where we only really want people to want help or get help that we like.
I mean, folks, it looked like we don't want nobody who's got real problems to come hang around us. Somebody help me on that. I wish we find out somebody goes to church and then we witness to them. Amen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're a Christian? You want to come to church with me sometime? We ain't trying to get folks come from other churches. Boy, whenever they don't look like you and they've got real problems, everybody says, you know what? Don't nobody get too nervous or nothing like that. But, I mean, if you're going to go after sinners, they're probably not going to smell right. They ain't going to look right. They ain't going to act right. Been in this church before, and there's a person in here hammered down on a Mountain Dew right in the middle of the service. And this folks said, preacher, what are you going to do about that? And I said, reading my lips, nothing. Y'all all right with that?
Yeah.
I didn't come to kick out Mountain Dews out of people's hands that's lost. They didn't know no better. Come on, there's a time you didn't know no better. Doug got some spiritual, praise God. You'd rather kick somebody out over a Mountain Dew than you would get them out of hell. Come on now, don't, praise God, I feel like I need to go preach in jail or something, amen. I'm saying this, there's a lot of disciples that they really don't want folks to get help. And you're going to have to overcome that. People around you, they may got tired of listening to you pray. Got tired of listening to your testimony, but you ain't here for them no how. Bible doesn't say when she heard of the disciples, says when she heard of him. She didn't come there for the disciples no how. Came there for Jesus, thank God. Disciples got in the way. I want you to watch this. I'm about done preaching. Y'all pray for me here. She had to overcome disbelief, disappointments, distractions, and discouragement, but she's going to have to overcome some discomfort. If you're going to get anywhere with God, you might have to hear some things that are hard to hear. You know, the Lord, when he did answer her, what he said wasn't what she wanted to hear. Ain't it something we say, Lord, I want you to help them. The Lord says, all right, well, before I help them, I need to talk to you. We want everybody else to get help. Somebody help me right there. We want everybody around us to be helped. God said, well, what about before I touch them? Jordan, I need to talk to you about this. This is what the Lord said. He said, it's not meat for me to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. He said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of Israel. In other words, what he told her was, I didn't come here for you. And you know what she said? She said, but I came here for you. He said, I came for Israel. She said, well, that's fine. I came for the God of Israel. I don't know exactly how her knowledge goes, but at one point in time, she goes from calling him Lord, the son of David, master, calls him Lord again. Somewhere amongst all that, she figures out who he is. Ain't that something? Now, I got to thinking about this. She said, listen, I'm not giving children's bread and casting it to dogs. You might have to hear some things that'll hurt you a little bit. She wasn't a child, she was a dog. You know what'd help us probably do a little better? If we remembered what we really was. The children's got bread on their table, and she said, that's fine, I didn't come for bread. She said, all I need from you is some crumbs. She said, I'm persuaded whatever crumbs that you would give me would be enough to fix everything I got at home. Ain't that something? And the Lord just looks down at her. I'm done preaching. The Lord looks down at her and he says, oh woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. The Bible says, and her daughter was made whole. Started out trying to get help for somebody else and ended up getting help for her and them. Ain't that something? Hey, some things you're going to have to overcome if you're going to get help. And you might have to hear some uncomfortable things from God. But if you're willing to listen, the Lord will help you. Before you ever get saved, you got to get uncomfortable and find out you're a sinner. Is that right? Before you get help right down in here, Lord might have to put his fingers on some things that he needs to deal with in your life. I've cleared my heart. Let's stand to our feet.